Are you traveling to foreign countries for work? Do you have clients or colleagues abroad that you'd like to communicate more easily with? Then you should learn to speak a new language and make your business better. Living Language Business courses provide you with the most useful phrases, vocabulary, and cultural tips for business. Try a Living Language Business course for free by using code WSJ2016 at checkout. Visit livinglanguage.com/business to get started.
Some tech startups are having trouble holding on to their valuations. For Stripe, that's no problem.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. It's full speed ahead for payment technology startup Stripe. The company, whose software is used by businesses to accept and track digital payments, will be valued at $9.2 billion in a new funding round. That valuation, which includes roughly $150 million in new cash being raised, nearly doubles the privately held company's $5 billion price tag in a funding round held more than a year ago. Let's find out more about Stripe from Wall Street Journal reporter Rolf Winkler. Rolf, Stripe stands out in contrast to other tech startups that have had trouble keeping their value. Isn't that correct?
That is true, Charles. The last couple of years, 2014 and the early part of 2015, it was fairly easy for startups to raise money at very high valuations relative to what they were earning in terms of relative to their revenue, and most of them don't make any money. But that caught up to a lot of the startups starting in the fall of 2015. Through a lot of this year, people have struggled without faster growth and no earnings to keep those valuations going up as quickly as they had been. So that's another reason this Stripe funding round will stand out. Unlike a whole bunch of those other companies that are struggling to raise money, Stripe shows that the best companies, the ones that are, you know, hitting their metrics, so to speak, are still able to raise those big up rounds.
Is that why Stripe's investors are more confident about this company's prospects?
I think Stripe's investors are thinking about this as a play on online commerce gobbling up a whole bunch more of offline commerce. So stepping back, what Stripe really does is it provides some really simple software code. If you want to start a web business and you want to accept credit card payments, you can go to Stripe, get a little bit of code, slap it into your page, and all of a sudden you're accepting credit cards. That's a lot easier than going to a bank and signing up for a merchant account and going through the lengthy paperwork process that has typically been associated with accepting credit cards. So that's the basic way they work. Now, the backdrop to this is still some very small fraction of commerce, retail commerce, actually happens online. It's around 10%. But that's going to keep growing for a long time, people think. And so Stripe, which makes money every time somebody pays for a product on a website that uses its software, is really levered to that trend.
What is the difference between Stripe and Square? Don't they both basically do the same thing, but there is a fundamental difference, isn't there?
Yeah. The thing with Square, when you think about Square, they help a lot of offline merchants accept credit card payments a little bit easier with iPads and such. They'll work with a coffee shop, or they were big because they helped, you know, a guy on a corner who shines shoes. If he wanted to suddenly accept credit cards for the people walking by that don't have cash in their pocket, they just get a Square dongle and suddenly plug it into their phone, they're accepting card payments. So Square is really, they do online, of course, but they do also focus a lot on offline merchants. Stripe is much more about the online merchants. They're very focused on the startups. Lots of big companies now use them too to take payments from their websites and their mobile apps, specifically for sure.
Is there any timetable for Stripe possibly going public? I ask this all the time, you know, when I do interviews with Wall Street Journal reporters on startup companies. Is there any timetable for this company going to the market?
Yeah, and we probably all give you the same answer, the same answer the companies all give us, which is, quote, we have no plan to go public anytime soon. Of course, Stripe had no plans to raise money when we spoke to them recently, and then suddenly we discovered that, oh, they actually are raising money. And we got that scoop, and then they basically confirmed it for us. Eventually, If you talk to their investors, of course, investors will want to cash out of this thing eventually in a few years. Absolutely. I think this is a company that will go public, but not in the immediate future. Probably not in 2017. I would doubt it.
Rolf, who founded Stripe?
The Collison brothers. They are 20-something Irish brothers. Both dropped out of college. And, yeah, they had a great idea for just simplifying the process of taking online payments. And, you know, it turns out a lot of big websites are using them.
And who's leading the latest round of funding?
Latest round of funding is Capital G, which is the new name for what was Google Capital, which is sort of the late-stage growth equity fund at Alphabet Incorporated, Google. They have a number of investing vehicles, so this is their late-stage venture vehicle. It's also being led by General Catalyst, which has been there since the beginning for these guys, as has Sequoia, which is also part of this round.
Any direct competitors with Stripe? I know we've mentioned Square, but Square is not exactly the same type of company as Stripe. Any more direct competitors?
I think for the most part, a lot of the direct competitors for these guys, the traditional players, the traditional banks that help websites accept payments anyway, these guys just do it from a bit more of a software tech angle. They're sort of a bit more developer friendly. One of the reasons they're so popular is they just sort of get software development. And they come at it from that angle. So software developers who are interested in accepting payments naturally will end up working with a company like Stripe.
Wall Street Journal reporter Rolf Winkler, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thank you very much for having me.
And that's this edition of Tech News Briefing. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Got an Amazon Echo? Or an Amazon Tap? Listen to the Wall Street Journal as part of your flash briefing. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.